I'm going to invite a few of the men to come and prepare to serve communion. This is our time for remembering what Jesus did for us. Remembering, this is such a wonderful time where every week we come back to the gospel. What is it all about? What's the point? Why are we here? How can we possibly be here as sinners? Because we're saved by grace. Because Jesus died on the cross for me, for what I deserve. He paid my price. He bore my sins in his body on the tree so that I would die to sin and live to righteousness, live for him. We have bread broken that reminds us of Jesus' body broken on the cross. He says, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He took juice. Grapes were crushed. And the blood of the grape, he says, "This is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for you." Jesus' body was crushed and pierced on the cross. His blood flowed out to wash this sinner clean. And that is an offer. We talked about this. This is a gift you have to receive. You can't come with full hands and say, "Here's what I have in exchange for your grace. I want to pay you something. I want to do something for you. I want to perform and impress." And, well, what we have in our hands is actually all our filth, all our good deeds, which he says are like filthy, offensive garments. Bloodstained rags. Just, I'll take those. I'll pay the price for those if you're willing to let go of them. So often we cling to our filthy rags of our own works righteousness. Paul says, I consider everything was a gain to me, all my righteous deeds, and he had an impeccable resume. He says, it's filth, it's refuse, it's rubbish compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ. Knowing Christ. So this is an opportunity to receive from his hand. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're welcome to take bread, take juice, remember what he did for you. If you're not a believer in Jesus, well, I'm just going to ask you, why not? You're a sinner. Hate to break the bad news to you, but that's the truth. You are a rebel and enemy of God, and what you deserve is not what you want. So I would encourage you and I would invite you to give your righteous deeds, give your unrighteous deeds, all your filth, and say, "Here I am as I am. Would you take me as I am and make me not as I am? Make me new inside." Because Jesus transforms people. He takes us as we are, but he doesn't leave us there. He makes us new. And so I would invite you to just simply come as a sinner, come to him right here, right now, in the quiet of your heart, out loud if you want, say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I have been a rebel against you. I've been focused on myself. I've been storing up for myself. It's been all about me. I'm filled with filthy pride. Would you forgive me of my sins? Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Would you make me yours? I want to belong to you." He will answer that prayer. This is for believers, those who are trusting only and completely in Jesus for their eternal rescue, their eternal hope. So if you're that, if you've become that today, take bread, take juice, reflect on what he did for you as we hold that in our hands. Once we've all been served, we'll give him thanks together. We'll take that together as a body of believers who are all together depending on Jesus for our eternal salvation. Jesus, what a mighty Savior you are. I look at my heart, my sins, the record of debt that stood against me, and I say, there's no hope. I'm at the bottom of a pit. pit and I can't dig myself out. I'm digging myself deeper. And you reached down and rescued a sinner like me, a wretch like me. Thank you for giving me a gift I don't deserve. For dying in my place, taking all my sin in your body, hanging between heaven and earth, bearing the wrath of Almighty God that should have come toward me, you took it in my place. So that there's nothing left for me but love and kindness and acceptance and grace and a place at your table. Welcomed in, washed clean by the blood of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for making this sinner new. We remember what it cost you and we receive a good gift from your hand. We simply say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash this sinner clean. Drink.